What's the matter with you, Mike? You look terrible. Are you married?
No, I'm in business for myself.
You ought to get married.
What for?
Well, you need a wife when you're in trouble.
What, get married when you're in trouble? Say, would you wake a man up from a sound sleep to give him medicine for insomnia?
I tell you, the man who marries my daughter gets a check for $10,000 or $1,000 in cash.
Say, you know Miller from Brooklyn?
Yes.
Well, he offered me $20,000 to marry his daughter.
I know that, but he's in the installment business. And he'll give you $100 down and a dollar a week.
No, I never could marry a woman with money.
Why not? Are you too proud?
No, but I am already married to a poor one.
A fella is in love with my daughter, but he only gets $3 a week. And he says if he don't marry her, he's going to blow his brains out.
Don't get scared. A fella was thinking of getting married on $3 a week. He ain't got no brains.
My daughter really had good chances. She had a fella, and if she wouldn't marry him, he had $50,000. Just because she had a wooden leg.
If I was a girl for $50,000, I would marry a lumberyard.
Well, I don't know. She just wouldn't warm up to him. She was afraid to sit on his lap for fear she'd get splintered.
Hey, did he ever make her any presents?
Oh, yes. He sent her bunches and bunches of flowers. Do you know, if those flowers were fresh, they would be worth at least $2.
Oh, my gracious, how time flies. You know, I can't realization your daughter is a marketable age.
Sure, we've been married 25 years, and last week we celebrated our silver wedding. And the only one who gave us a present was Otto Schmidt. He sent us a dozen silver-coated liver pins.
I suppose when you are married 50 years, he will send you a goldfish. Say, besides the presents, was it a successful affair?
Oh, yes. It was a big affair. We invited 100 people, and we expected 50, so my wife made dinner for 25.